Welcome to Progress in Mind Resource Center, where we bring you the latest news in psychiatry and neurology.
This episode will cover maintaining function in bipolar disorder, treat early and prevent relapses. Bipolar disorder, or BD, should be considered a neuroprogressive disorder with poor outcomes, said Professor Lakshmi Yatham, University of British Columbia, Vancouver, BC, Canada, in a satellite symposium at WFSBP in Vancouver. Professor Yatham presented data from a number of studies in BD, with patients having shorter cycle length with increasing number of episodes, which to Professor Yatham suggests that the disease is progressing with time. Volumetric analyses of brain regions in first episode BD revealed no detectable differences between patients and controls. However, in a large study of more than 1,500 patients with multiple episodes of BD and approximately 2,500 healthy controls, volumetric reductions in patients with BD compared to healthy controls were seen in hippocampus, amygdala, and thalamus, while the lateral ventricles were enlarged. In addition, cognitive impairment worsened with each successive episode. Treatment earlier in the course of the illness resulted in better outcomes in terms of response, relapse rate, time to recurrence, symptomatic recovery, remission, psychosocial functioning, and employment. And this effect was found for both pharmacological and psychological treatments. But when should we start treatment? Early intervention could mean treating people at high risk for developing BD in the prodromal phase or at the first episode. Unfortunately, there is very little data on interventions in the high-risk prodromal phase, and Professor Yatham said that more studies are urgently needed. Professor Yatham concluded that intervention at first manic episode improves outcomes modestly, with recovery rates being very high, and recurrence rates better than those seen in multiple episode patients. There is data showing that brain structures could be preserved, and cognitive impairment potentially be reversed, especially if recurrences could be prevented. In order to treat effectively, clinicians need to make a correct diagnosis, which was the focus of a talk by Professor Gary Sachs, Harvard Medical School, Boston, USA. Diagnosis of BD is difficult, and BD is often misdiagnosed for unipolar depression. One of the reasons for this is, according to Professor Sachs, that acute mania is the least likely reason for a patient seeking treatment. Further, detection of hypomania, mania, is more difficult during a current depressive episode. One means of improving diagnosis could be to utilize the Bipolarity Index, which is a clinician-rated scale which rates cardinal features of BD across five domains: signs and symptoms, age of onset, course of illness, response to treatment, and family history. Once a correct diagnosis has been made, treatment should be initiated. Professor Sachs described suitable treatment opportunities based on placebo-controlled trials with adequate sample size for acute mania, where several dopamine antagonists, partial agonists, were the most common treatment options. Similarly, this class of drugs was also described as appropriate for the maintenance and continuation phase. Functional impairment is prevalent in BD, and there is evidence of progressive functional impairment as the disease progresses, said Associate Professor Iria Grande, University of Barcelona, Barcelona, Spain. Dr. Grande spoke about the need to not only consider symptomatic recovery with treatment, but to aim for functional recovery, which encompasses, for example, the ability to uphold autonomy, maintain relations to family and friends, and return to or continue studies and work. Functioning can be assessed by easy-to-use scales. Example, the Functioning Assessment Short Test, or FAST, which according to Dr. Grande is an easy-to-apply, interviewer-administered tool. Dr. Grande concluded her talk with emphasizing that prevention of relapse, especially manic episodes, is essential for maintaining functional performance in patients with BD. Educational financial support for this satellite symposium was provided by H. Lundbeck AS.
Thank you for listening to the Progress in Mind Resource Center podcast. For additional resources and materials, visit us at progress.im.